Hello there, Mark Fennell here. Sorry it's been so long since I've been in this feed. I have some very exciting news. We are putting the finishing touches on the brand new TV season of Stuff the British Stole. 8 new episodes will be coming to you very soon on ABC TV in Australia and CBC Canada and other platforms around the world. Very excited to show you. But while you're waiting, there's something I'd like you to have a listen to. So, if you want to talk about countries left in the wake of the British Empire, you can't go past India. A good friend of mine, Avani Dias, the ABC South Asia correspondent, has been on the hunt to understand the man at the very top of India's power, one of the world's most popular world leaders, Narendra Modi. He's now in charge of the most populous nation on earth, the world's biggest democracy. But what makes him tick? Where did he come from? And what are his plans next for India? It's all part of Avani and the ABC's new podcast, Looking for Modi. Here's a taste.
शरीर का कण कण और समय का पल पल.
Narendra Modi is one of the most powerful people in the world. He became India's Prime Minister 10 years ago, and he's changed this country of more than a billion people. In fact, it's overtaken China as the most populous country on the globe. Narendra Modi has made India the world's fastest growing economy. Countries like Australia and the US are desperate to get close to him.
Before, the last time I saw someone on the stage here was Bruce Springsteen, and he didn't get the welcome that Prime Minister Modi has got.
And he's been criticised for threatening crucial democratic rights. Some fear him. But when it comes to the man himself, there are so many myths and stories about Narendra Modi.
There's a lot of folklore surrounding Modi. You know, it's difficult to know what is real and what is the propaganda.
I'm Avani Dias, the ABC's South Asia correspondent, and I've been living in India for the last few years. But I feel like I'm only just peeling back the layers on who Narendra Modi is.
This is a man about whom an awful lot has been written and said. He's been a subject of intense scrutiny, considerable speculation.
There's his involvement with a group called the RSS, which is either like the Boy Scouts or a right-wing paramilitary group, depending on who you ask.
RSS is not a political organization, you know that. We believe in man-making only.
And then there's the Hindu temple, which has recently been built on the site of an old Muslim mosque that was torn down by mobs and fueled riots.
There are hundreds of Hindus just climbing over the barbed wire fence. The saffron flag of Hinduism is raised.
Events like that have led some to question whether Modi is trying to turn India into an exclusively Hindu country.
I've gone backwards and forwards from thinking that Modi was a very hardline Hindu nationalist to thinking that he was definitely not a kind of liberalizing figure, but somebody who is more of a modernizer. And that in the end, I think that Modi is the ultimate power politician. He wants to stay in power.
And that's not even all of it. He often portrays himself as a single man, but he has a wife who he left decades ago and has tried to keep quiet.
Her life was absolutely that of, you know, a poverty-stricken person.
There's no doubting Narendra Modi has changed India.
When I first visited the US as a prime minister, India was the 10th largest economy in the world. Today, India is the 5th largest economy.
But he's about to run for election again, and the polls suggest he'll win. So who is this man? And are the stories he tells about his life true? It's been hard trying to get people to talk to me openly about Narendra Modi. They're worried there will be consequences. But in my new podcast, Looking for Modi, I'm going to get some answers. I'm travelling around India speaking to people who grew up with him, who went to school with him, and those who've studied the way he leads the country now. And yes, I'm going to try and find his wife. That's Looking for Modi, available from March 12 on the ABC Listen app and wherever you get your podcasts.